Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's very special guest is Rosalind Sadaka, a divorce and parenting coach, as well as the founder of the Child-Centered Divorce Network for Parents. She is author of How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? A Create a Storybook Guide to Preparing Your Children with Love. So welcome, Rosalind.
Well, thank you so much, Stacey.
And now, as a divorce and parenting coach, what is it that you do? How do you help parents? How do you coach them when they're contemplating divorce, going through a divorce, or even after their divorce?
Well, most people are filled with strong emotions, anger and resentfulness, and they have insecurities, and they're very confused during the time of divorce, whether they initiated it or whether it was initiated for them. And so what I try to do is help them weed out the issues and focus on what's really important, and especially if they're parents, because that's an entirely different situation. We have to make sure that they understand they'll be co-parenting their children for the rest of their lives. And so if they start off on very bad terms, they're going to have the consequences for their children. And that's why the coaching is such an important facet.
And it's a huge life change, of course. So the emotions, everything else that it come with something like this, it could also blind the parents to how it's impacting their children.
Definitely.
So now, what are some of those mistakes that parents make when divorcing when it comes to the well-being of their kids?
Well, Stacey, there are many, and we'll briefly go through as many as we can. The first and one is fighting in front of or around the children, even in earshot of the children. And studies have proven that this is very damaging, even in an intact married family. It harms children when they hear parental conflict because they're helpless to do anything about it, and they're confused, and they just want to have peace. So we really strongly suggest that if you're having conflict, you keep it away from your children and you don't share that kind of information with your children about the conflict. Children's psyches are too delicate to be able to handle adult information. So never use your children as confidants. Never try to explain why mommy is so upset about the divorce and daddy did this to us and that kind of thing, because it really hurts your children in the long run. Remember, your children love both their parents. So bad-mouthing your ex, putting them down, disrespecting them, and trying to alienate your children from their other parent is a devastating thing. Many adult children of divorce have never gotten over the consequences of parents trying to do that to them, and it makes them feel guilty for loving their other parent if you're telling them how bad that parent is. Keep your adult material to yourself and wait till your children are adults before you start talking about the addictions and the adulteries and all the wrongdoings that happened to you during the divorce. Another mistake is using your children as spies, asking them to tell you what's going on in mom or dad's house and what did they do and did they see the other girlfriend or those kinds of things. It's very hard for children to be able to feel that they're being pulled of information out of them. They want to protect both parents, and it puts them in a very awkward situation, which again is psychologically damaging and confusing for them. Same thing with using your children as messengers. If you have to ask your kids to remind dad to pick you up at 7 instead of 7:30, it's not their place to have that information. Fortunately, there are some wonderful online scheduling programs available that enable you to put down every detail of co-parenting. In addition to the scheduling and time, there's places for health information and clothing size information, and all the details and everything is available for professionals such as therapists or coaches to observe the information, and it keeps the conflict down, which is very, very important. And another mistake is failing to remind children that none of this is in any way their fault, that they're innocent. Even if you're fighting about the children during and around the divorce, it's not their fault. They didn't ask for this divorce. And so children need to be reminded again and again that they're innocent and that what's going on with between mom and dad is adult information. The idea is not to rob our children of their childhood and keep them innocent, even up to their teens, because they still don't have the ability to understand all the information that's involved. The complexities of divorce, obviously adults don't handle it very well. Why should we be burdening our children with more?
That is an excellent point. And of course, making mistakes in regards to children happen, but they also, people involved with divorce, make mistakes when it comes to their own well-being as well. What do parents need to keep in mind when going through this process and after the process?
Well, one thing is that we don't want to be stay stuck in the past. So not letting go is very, very important. That mistake. Too many of us keep emotionally connected to our exes. We're connected to the anger, the hatred, the resentment. And so we're not fully free to live our own lives. We need to first learn to forgive ourselves for making bad choices, for getting involved in a relationship that failed, for being a failure if that's what we're telling ourselves. And we have to move ahead and own the fact that we did the best we could and forgive ourselves for having the divorce and especially for the guilt involved in children with the divorce. And then we need to learn how to forgive our former spouse, because that's a big mistake. If we don't forgive, forgiving doesn't mean condoning. It doesn't mean approving. It means I've cut the ties, the emotional cord between us, and that I want to move on in my life. I don't want to be owned by you emotionally and keep stuck in my anger and resentment and other negative emotions. So not forgiving is another major mistake that keeps us stuck. And also failing to look for the gift in the divorce, because every divorce has major lessons that we can learn. And we can be better people as a result on the other side of the divorce. We can use those lessons to make life better for ourselves and for our children in the future. And we can open the door to healthier, better relationships. But we can't do that unless we acknowledge the part we played and then look for the gift, look for the lesson and what we can do to make changes in our lives. That means we're moving forward in a better place.
Now, Rosalyn, I know that January is International Child-Centered Divorce Month. Why don't you tell our listeners what that means to parents and also children and our listeners today?
Yes, I'm very excited about that, because all through the month of January, we've put together a special website that delivers free gifts, advice, books, audios, videos, anything that you could click with a link. And they're from divorce professionals on 5 continents around the world. So you can get free coaching services and free books and ebooks and information on all facets of divorce and financial issues, parenting issues, co-parenting with your ex, as well as credit counseling and a lot of other things. And all of that information can be found at this website, which is divorcedparentsupport.com/ebook. That's divorced with an ED at the end, divorcedparentsupport.com/ebook. And when you enter your email address, you'll get my free ebook on post-divorce parenting, and then you'll be led to another page that will link you to all the other gifts. And we also have free webinars and teleseminars and other events taking place in January, which are being listed on the calendar. So you could come back several times and catch up on all the valuable information. All of it is designed to educate parents to best possible decisions regarding their children before, during, and long after divorce. So even if you're divorced for 5 years, you'll find information that'll be of value to you if you're a divorced parent.
Well, Rosalind, thank you so much for being here with us today. That is very generous of you. And again, our guest is divorce and parenting coach, Rosalind Sadaka. She's founder of the Child Centered Divorce Network for Parents, also author of How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? A Create a Storybook Guide to Preparing Your Children with Love. And remember, you can have access to all of those free gifts at the website, which Rosalind just mentioned, divorcedparentsupport.com/ebook. And thanks again, Rosalind, for being here with us.
It's a pleasure, and I just wanted to mention my year-round website is childcenteredivorce.com, and there is free resources and newsletters and coaching services and lots of other valuable resources year-round for divorced parents.
Well, thank you, Rosalind. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national city firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.